This is the Blind Geek Zone. Blind Geek Zone podcast number 62 for December 6th, 2012. Hey, this is Rick, and I am back for another Blind Geek Zone podcast. Just kind of an update here today. I know I promised you all part two of the Nook podcast. Just haven't gotten a chance this week to work on that. I promise you that I will try to get that done for next week. Been working on the website quite a bit. Got a priority podcast here, actually, that I'm working on for Windows 8. I'll be recording that here. Well, when this gets up, it'll actually be Friday, which will be today. And that's for Windows 8. And this is for Accessible World Monday night Tech Talk, 8 p.m. Eastern. www.accessibleworld.org. So that should be interesting. We'll be taking a peek at some of the new features of Windows 8 here and how it is similar to Windows 7 and how it's also quite different in ways, but nonetheless it's not necessary to fear it. And I'll show you that it's pretty straightforward to use. There are some serious differences between Windows 7 that kind of cause many of us to think it's not as efficient to use, but maybe in time that'll change. I don't know. I haven't used it heavily here yet, but day to day primarily I'm using Windows 7, but I've been asked to do an introduction into Windows 8, and that's what I'm going to do. So I hope you'll join me there Monday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern, Accessible World. And after the demonstration, you can ask me questions, and I'll be happy to try and answer all of those. All right, anyways, back here to the BGZ podcast. Things are continuing to run really well here on the new Blind Geek Zone website. Getting lots of contributions. 28 podcasts have now been put up. And there are 5 or 6 more sitting in the queue ready to be approved. What I'm doing is letting those out 2 or 3 a day, just so not to overwhelm anybody, and to keep a supply for those days when nobody makes a submission. And so far we've pretty much put something up every day. I think one day here this week I let things go just because I wanted everybody to catch up with the podcasts, and hopefully that's working out for everybody. If anybody'd like to comment on that, if you think it's too few, too many, you know, you can comment on the comment line on the Blind Geek Zone website, and I'll get that, and I'd love to hear what you all think. Got some more stats, and stats continue to be very, very good. Monitoring through a plugin called Clicky, since that's been running, which is a little more than 2 weeks, we had 1,600 plus unique visitors, and I forget how many now page counts, 7,000 plus, something like that. So very, very good numbers. Now at the bottom of the pages on the Blind Geek Zone now, there is a hit counter that is also giving daily statistics on unique visitors and page hits, as well as a history of visitors and page hits since the plugin was installed, which was 2 days ago on December 4th. And that's working real well. Total visitors since the 4th has been 439, so that's a little more than 48 hours now, so 200 plus unique visitors a day, and 1716 page hits. And basically all that means is how many pages have those number of visitors clicked on at the website. And if you divide that all up, you get kind of an average. And I think Clicky was giving me something like 3.1 pages per visitor. So that is great. I am glad to see that. Traffic is pretty high. And shows that everybody's out there looking at the site, so that's great. And as I said, lots of contributions. We're starting to get a few different people now that are putting things up. And some of them you'll recognize from Blind Cool Tech days, like Darren Duff. We've also got new people putting things up. Austin Pinto, Bobby Venton, and a few others. Got a few others the other day from people I haven't seen before, and that's great. Got a couple more coming up tomorrow. Neil Ewers, who is the recorder man and the microphone man from Blind Cool Tech, has come over to the Blind Geek Zone website, and he has said he's interested in putting up a new recorder podcast for the... what is that recorder? The Olympus... is it an LS-100? I can't remember, so if I did that wrong, sorry. But it's a new recorder out. Multi-track recorder, I believe Neil was saying. Or at least it simulated multi-track recording. And was quite accessible, had decent mics, low noise, all that good stuff. And he's working on a podcast for that that I'm hoping he'll upload in the next couple of days. Shane Jackson was talking to me today on Twitter. And he used to be putting podcasts up onto Blind Cool Tech as well as his site, Blind World. And he expressed an interest after I talked to him about putting some podcasts up on Blind Geek Zone. So hope he will as well. And any of the rest of you out there from Blind Cool Tech, feel free to send your podcasts up. Since unfortunately there hasn't been a new podcast on Blind Cool Tech since March of 2012. I don't really know what's going on there. I'm assuming Larry is just really busy with work at APH. But it would be nice to know what the status of Blind Cool Tech is. But rest assured, Blind Geek Zone is going to keep moving forward. The contribution system here is working great. I even use it to put the podcasts up, so there you go. One update to the contributor page is that we had a 64 megabyte limit per file uploaded. That has now been increased to 150 megabytes because we've been getting a few podcasts that we're approaching the limit. And in some of these higher quality podcasts, like what Neil's going to do, can be pretty big as well. So that should handle anything anybody's going to want to upload. If you need to upload more than 150 megs, then I sure need to know why. So, and again, the contributor page, you can find that on the main page of Blind Geek Zone. It'll give it out here again, www.blind-geek-zone.net/contributors, contributors. And just fill out that form. Click the upload button. Don't do anything. Don't refresh the page. Don't move away from the page. Wait for it to refresh, and rest assured it will after a few moments. When your upload is completed, it'll let you know your upload is completed. And then I will get an email letting me know you've submitted something, and then I can go approve that contribution to the website. So that is really great. And like I said, it's working flawlessly. All right. We're also going to be putting up a page that's basically going to be a podcast helpful hints page. Some of the things that you should try to do while you're recording your podcast. You know, we hear a lot of different podcasts here now and a lot of different quality levels. Not everybody can record at the same quality. Not everybody has the same equipment to record with. And people are from all over the world, so some people are recording with nothing more than Victor Streams. Other people may be recording here like I am right now, using a full-blown mixer and multiple sources coming into it and going into the computer and, you know, anywhere in between. So we'll be doing that, and some of the things I will just say right now is when you're recording, make sure you speak as clear as you can. Make sure you have as decent a microphone as you can get that's going to pick up your voice well and whatever you're demonstrating well. Some of the podcasts that are coming in are a bit low in volume. If you can, please try to boost that volume up as much as you can. If you've got something to process your audio with after you record it, you know, that would be great. It's kind of a pain for me to download it and work on it and re-upload it, so try to do your best there. If you can, you know, it's always great to be able, if you're recording JAWS or NVDA or whatever, that you can run that in through a mixer so that we can all hear it really well. But I know some people can't do that. So do your best to pick that up and your voice up as well if you're just using a microphone. Other things, make your screen reader or whatever you're demonstrating easy for us to hear and understand. Some people have their JAWS rates up at 50, 60, 70. Well, that may be okay for you, but that's not necessarily okay for your audience that's listening, and they may or may not be able to understand what you're demonstrating. So just because you're used to a high speech rate, and I run my JAWS here pretty quick too, 60, 65, but when I record, I always back it back down to 25, so, and that helps greatly. And you only have to do that temporarily. You can bump it right back up when you're done with the recording, but please try to do that on everything you record. Keep the volume levels as high as you reasonably can. Keep the speed down as reasonable so that all users can hear it and understand it. You know, like your iPhones and stuff. Don't record a podcast with your speech rate at 100. You know, bump it back down to 30 or 40. And that way most people can, you know, easily understand it. Because the worst thing that's going to happen is if you send in a podcast and nobody can hear it or understand it, they're not going to listen to anything else you submit. Also, when you're doing your podcast, try to keep on topic. If you ramble too much and make too many mistakes and don't know about the item that you're demonstrating, then more than likely, the next time you submit something, nobody's going to listen. You know, we all make mistakes. We all get off topic sometimes. But do your best to know what you're demonstrating and stick to that. So, there you go. Just a few things to think about while you're creating your podcast to upload to Blind Geek Zone. Couple of other changes that we've done to the website, in particular the audio postings page. You will notice now it will say it's posted by me, Rick Harmon, but in the body of the podcast it will say who actually submitted it, and that's whatever you type into the name field when you upload, and it will give your email address if you give one. That's also your email address that you type in when you're uploading, and it gives the name of the podcast and what the podcast is about. When you're doing your descriptions of your podcasts, you can put in HTML code, but if you're going to do that, make sure you know how to code in HTML. I had somebody upload earlier in the week that put some pretty badly broken code in that would have messed things up, and then I had to fix it. So, also, we know nobody here is a perfect speller or grammar expert, but when you're doing a description of what your podcast is about, try to spell as best you can. Try to get your grammar as best you can. You know, it reflects poorly on you if you spell everything so badly that, you know, it becomes more obvious than your podcast itself. So, and also, try to give a good description. Some people just do a few words. Other people do maybe a few sentences. But, you know, try to give as good as a description as you can for what you're demonstrating, so people will be interested in clicking on the play button. If you give something really vague, they may not listen to your podcast. Another change on the audio postings page is we've put a little note below each podcast requesting donations, and just kind of doing that for now, just because we really need donations. As I said in the last podcast, we had $300 in fees to get all of this done. And in the near future, I may have upwards of another 100 more for a forms creator and a backup plugin that I'm using currently that I really need to pay for at some point. So always needing something. And, you know, of course, there's monthly fees, hosting fees. There's four domains that point to the Blind Geek Zone that are renewed yearly. You know, so that in itself is about $160 for hosting and the domain fees per year. And I've not even counted that. You know, that's above and beyond the $300 that it costs to get things up and running. So, hate to be a beggar and a nagger, but it's really important if you like what you're getting from the Blind Geek Zone, and, you know, we're getting lots and lots of content now, then any donation would be greatly appreciated to help defray costs and to help me get other things in the future to demonstrate here on the Blind Geek Zone, because I do put podcasts up as well. I may not put as many up as the rest of you are currently doing, but I do want to get a few of them up a month here at least, and I'm trying real hard to do that. And our donation current amount still stands at $43. So if you can help out, I certainly appreciate it. I know it's Christmas time. I know it's tight for everybody. But it's definitely appreciated if you can manage a few bucks. All right. That about wraps it up. Just wanted to give you a little bit of updates on how the website's going and a couple of the changes we've made. And I wanted to let you know again that I didn't get the Nook podcast part 2 up. And hopefully I will be able to do that by next Friday. This week we're concentrating on Windows 8 first looks for Accessible World on Monday night, 8 p.m. www.accessibleworld.org. Hope to see you there, and hope to be able to answer some of your questions after the demonstration is over. All right, that completes this podcast. I will definitely talk to you again soon. So thanks for listening.